And welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today, will it become the Kansas City Chiefs? You know, it was bound to happen during this Super Bowl week. When the media didn't have enough news to cover, they made some up. The Kansas City Chiefs will be attempting to win their second straight NFL championship in Tampa in Florida on Sunday night. Before the Chiefs even set foot in Tampa, though, the sports media needed a controversy to get people talking about during the week of the big game. Yes, Tom Brady is leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be the first ever home team in a Super Bowl game in history, but that wasn't enough to talk about or write about. Neither was Kansas City's quest to become one of the few back-to-back winners in Sunday's season finale. Even stories about Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy being passed over for another NFL head coaching job this year apparently wasn't doing good enough job of stirring the pot of national interest. What could the media bring out of their bag of dirty tricks this week to start a controversy when there really wasn't one leading into the weekend's big game? Apparently, they did find one. Just days before kickoff of the big game, the national headlines are being dominated by a stale story claiming that the Kansas City Chiefs' nickname is offensive and that the team's fans' use of the tomahawk chop chant at the ball games is equally offensive too. This morning, a national media story said that Native American groups will reportedly protest both the Chiefs' nickname and the tomahawk chop chant on Sunday. A group of people referring to themselves as the Florida Indigenous Rights and Environmental Equality Group apparently plans to protest in Tampa prior to Sunday's big football game. Alicia Norris, a co-founder of this group, thinks that the Chiefs' version of the tomahawk chop is extremely disrespectful. Oh, the humanity of it all. Before moving to Kansas City in 1963, a team known as the Dallas Texans was founded in 1960 by Lamar Hunt to play in the original American Football League. After sharing that Cotton Bowl Stadium with some other Dallas team called the Cowboys for three seasons, Lamar Hunt decided to move his AFL team to Kansas City in May of 1963. And believe it or not, a source indicated that Mr. Hunt actually wanted to keep the Texans' nickname. But you know, that was a really bad idea for a team which had just made the move to Missouri and Kansas and made that home. Instead, a recently relocated team adopted the nickname of Chiefs. And the owner even created, on a paper napkin, a simple arrowhead to become the team's primary logo. Now, though the great majority of football fans in Kansas City and America have no problem whatsoever with either the nickname or the logo, there are apparently some who are offended by the team's nickname. Unlike the Cleveland Indians logo featuring a cartoon caricature of a Native American, Kansas City's unique arrowhead logo isn't offensive. It's simply a rock. And then there's that nickname, you know, Chiefs. It's obviously intended to mean that the team's nickname indicated a reference to leaders of Native American tribes. Again, the team's logo, though, does not display a Native American leader. It's just a rock. The official Kansas City Chiefs website claims that the nickname Chiefs was due to the home city's affection for their mayor at the time when the team came to town in 1963. Former KC Mayor Harold Rowe Bartle was instrumental in getting the Dallas Texans to choose Kansas City over other bids from Atlanta and Miami. The well-known mayor, who was called the Chief for his leadership and his longtime association in leading local Boy Scout units, liked the idea of the team being named after himself as the Chief, as he put so much effort into getting the team to relocate a few hundred miles to the north of Dallas. Now, 58 years later, the story of the team's nickname still smells a little bit odd to me, too. However, if Kansas City itself is okay with it, then why should the rest of us care? Thankfully, America is made up of 50 states with different types of people and divergent ideas. You know, that's the kind of regional diversity which the country was actually founded upon. But what about the fans' use of the tomahawk chant at the Chiefs games? Yes, as Kansas City fans bend their arms at the elbow and sing a supposed Native American war chant, doesn't that mean that everyone is winking at each other about the team's nickname really referring to Native Americans? No. They're simply copying a longtime chant used by fans of college football's Florida State Seminoles. The national media attacked Florida State, too, for continuing to use their nickname. But the university based in Tallahassee received the blessing of the local Seminole tribe to continue using the nickname as long as common sense prevails. All parties understood that the nickname was meant to signify strength and bravery. The Seminole tribe loves it, and so do the team's fans in Florida. Again, Florida, just one of 50 states which feature different regional interests than the nation as a whole. I'm not aware of any particular Native American tribe which has claimed to be the rightful owner of the so-called Tomahawk Chop chant. And if so, there's very limited commercial value for this ditty which features a few drums, a horn section, and fans yelling a song with no words at all. In Washington, D.C., the team's professional football team dropped the use of the team's longtime nickname of Redskins beginning with this past season. Though the team strangely opted to be called the Washington Football Team this year, most fans of that pro football team will contend that the team's former nickname was meant in a complimentary fashion to signify a team of strong, brave warriors. But for a city filled to the brim with politicians, a change of that nickname to the city's pro football team was a foregone conclusion. And so here we are again, the sports media, bereft of enough Super Bowl week news to justify their expense accounts, has decided to play Perry Mason again this week. In order to gin up an actual sports story to follow, the media is making the case that Kansas City's continued use of the Tomahawk Chop chant must prove that their fans know that the use of the team nickname of Chiefs must be referenced to Native Americans too. And again, I say, so what? Whether Kansas City's NFL football team was nicknamed for the mayor's city back in 1963, the Chief, or simply to honor leaders of Native American tribes, the issue should be resolved by the local fans in their home state. The real problem is started by troublemakers in the media, who are simply trying to be noticed this week. By Monday or Tuesday next week, those same people will have moved along after having started this particular fire all by themselves. One national radio commentator describes this phenomenon as the drive-by media. Searching desperately for a story to bring them attention, a group within the media will descend upon a particular story one day. And then they all work together for a day or two to create a fire, and then they all quickly leave the scene of the story after it's peaked. With little or no significant follow-up reporting on the story, the same group goes in search for another crisis to exploit. Wash, rinse, and repeat. And it really gets old. You know, this concept is similar to drive-by shootings in the old-style gangster movies. Remember when some of those bad guys would lean out of the window of the car and fire shots into a house or business, and then that car speeds away out of sight? Yep, that's what is happening right now with this media-created story about the Kansas City Chiefs. By starting a fire that wasn't there prior to this week, the sports media covering the game this week will quickly forget about all of this next week after the game ends and they've returned home. So simply ignore these losers, Kansas City. They should be out of your hair soon enough. Unless your team returns to the NFL's season finale again next year. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.